Welcome everyone to our podcast, Playing with Pagé. And today I'm just going to be asking my guests a few questions. And so here with me today I have...
Ben Krebs, hi.
Laurel Bonham, hi.
All right, let's just get right into it. Okay, so our first question is, if you were suddenly arrested for no reason and your face was all over the news, what would your family and friends assume you did?
What's it called when public indecency? Probably that.
Really?
Explain. Yeah. Explain more.
Yeah, please.
I don't know. I just feel like if I was to be arrested for something, it would be for public indecency. Just me being stupid. Not for any reason. I'm just always stupid.
Do you have like an idea of what you would have done?
Yeah,
like what's
what,
going on
what
here?
What would lead up to that?
Give us like a little backstory.
Okay, I would be hanging out with my cousins at like night. And we'd be driving around like a high school or something. And we'd probably decide to go like streaking or something.
Oh, that's a good
probably
one.
Like that.
Yeah,
that's
okay, okay. One. I can actually see that. Yeah.
Yeah, let's see.
Okay, Laurel?
Okay, well, my thing with like yelling at homeless people, I think that would be my problem here. I do. Because I feel like someone would really just get so angry at me. And then, boom,
you get arrested.
Or it would be like, I don't know, maybe like I like to sit on ground a lot. So like maybe if I like sat on the ground and like didn't want to get up and then someone got like angry at me, they'd be like, get up. And I'd be like, nope, not here, not happening.
So you'd get arrested for
sitting down.
Okay.
It just kind of sounds like something that would happen.
Interesting.
Honestly, I could sort of see that.
I know.
See?
I feel like you would like blow up at someone and you get arrested for that, like you said the first time.
That's a good one, too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Okay. So our next question is, what outrageous conspiracy theory do you think might actually seem like a logical argument?
And you go first.
I don't know too many conspiracy theories, but I think the fact that PETA forced Katniss to marry... him.
For miraculous ladybug?
No, from Hunger Games.
Oh, I don't really listen to those. Do anything with them.
Are you kidding? PETA and Katniss? They're meant to be.
No, I think it's a conspiracy theory. I think, like, and I just made this up, and I believe it. Yeah.
That PETA...
forced Katniss to marry him. I think Katniss wanted to be with Gale.
No, Gale sucks.
Okay, all right. Laurel, what do you think?
Yeah.
Give, like, an idea of, like, a conspiracy theory, because I have none.
The world's flat.
Oh. I think that would be, like, real.
Yeah, what do you think has, like, some?
Like, aliens made the pyramids.
Yeah.
I really could say that, like, the Earth is flat, to be honest with you.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, it could be like one like floating, like a little floating land, and then you have like a little mountains, whatever. But it's just like one flat map.
Okay.
It would be so much easier. Life would be so much easier.
Well, it would take twice as long for us to get to China.
No, it wouldn't. No, it wouldn't, because it'd be a straight shot. It would
be
like,
if right now we'd go that way instead of going back over like
no.
Washington and stuff.
No, you're wrong here.
You're
no. It would be like
I can see
like,
what she's
it'd
saying.
It'd be like a straight shot. Like if you were driving somewhere and you didn't have to go over any mountains or anything, it would just be like a straight shot.
I guess.
Okay.
Like
all
a
right.
nice just and it, the air would be better. Okay. It'd be so much easier.
All right, what's the next question?
All right, the next one is, if animals could talk, which one would be the rudest?
Oh, I got it. A giraffe. They would be so mean to those little short animals. They would just be big, fat bullies. You know that?
Yeah.
And then they would just look down and they'd be like, I'm better than all of you guys.
They're just looking down on the whole world?
Yes, just like everyone looks down on me. They need to be better. Like, try harder, people.
Okay.
Try harder.
Okay.
I think it would be chihuahuas. Like, tiny
dogs. No. You're done.
I've asked people that. They say that. They say chihuahuas would be the rudest. Mm-mm.
Chihuahuas are so mean. Listen, I'm like, your dog, Paige. I hate Momo.
He's a chihuahua.
I know. I need small dogs. They're so mean. They bark so angrily. I think they would keep cussing us out. I think that's what
they
would
be doing. You think that they would cuss us out?
They cuss us out, I feel like.
No.
they do bark a lot.
No, I couldn't say that.
What would they say then?
They would be like, guys, help me. I'm just a little poor baby. And then everyone would be mean to them.
But they're all so mean. Like, if they're saying no, that, they're it's
not.
Like...
No, they're not.
If they're saying it, they're going to be
like... Have you had
a
bad experience with a chihuahua that is
my
making...
dog.
Yes, Momo bit me.
Okay. Momo bit me, too.
Mo's my dog.
Listen, okay.
He likes to express his mind.
In words of biting?
Yeah.
Wow.
Listen, see, here's the thing, is if they're trying to, like, be like... Oh, pet me and stuff. They're saying it like this. Pet me, pet me, pet me, pet me. And
yeah,
then they bite
demanding.
You because you don't do it.
They're demanding just
exactly.
like me.
Laurel's a chihuahua.
Yes.
Okay. I don't know how I should take that one.
Okay. Yeah.
Next question.
You're nice,
Paige.
Laurel.
Next yes. question.
We love you, Laurel.
Just go to the next question, Paige.
Okay. You've been tossed in an asylum. What do you tell people to prove that you don't belong there?
I don't talk to myself. I would go in there because I talk to myself. Because you can literally go in and get in trouble in an asylum for talking to yourself. And I talk to myself all the time.
So you just would stop talking to yourself?
No, I'd be like, I wasn't talking to myself, guys. I was just talking to like the little ghost on the wall.
Well, and no, then, to prove that you don't belong in the asylum.
Who am I? Am I proving it to all the other crazy people?
Just to prove it to like someone you know.
Oh, well, it could be like I was having a conversation to like someone on the phone. It wasn't to myself. Okay. And then I'd blame you, Paige, and then you would have to come in here and be like, oh yeah, she was just talking to me. And then I'd be like, freedom.
okay, then.
Okay, well, did I deserve to be there? Like, am I already insane? Or
no,
did
you're,
they just arrest
you're
me for
not
no
insane.
Reason?
You don't belong there. You just were put in there.
I would say I'm not insane, and to prove it, I would sing a song.
No,
that
no,
makes
you're
seem insane.
Insane.
I'm
you're
sorry.
Insane. That is so insane.
That makes
that's
you
insane.
Seem insane. I'm
but
not
if I
insane.
Sound good, then that proves that I have like some sort of like my mind can work. Like
I
it's
guess.
Not like being distracted. It's not going off on different places. It shows that my mind is in one piece.
I guess, but at the same time, it's just like. I'm not insane. Old McDonald had a farm. E-I-E-I-O.
Yeah, and then with you, you'd be like dancing too, and it would really show that you are insane.
You guys, it would show that I'm intuitive.
No.
I can see it okay. both ways.
All right, Laurel does not see it both ways. I can see by your face.
Mm-hmm, I don't.
Okay, next question. What are three things you could buy at a grocery store to make the cashier give you weird looks?
Condom.
Four things that I could buy at the
three.
Three things.
That, yeah.
Magazines.
A condom.
And
magazines. And like a beer. A just like beer? An all-in-one. Like a party-ish night
yeah.
for yourself.
Yes. As a teenager,
yes.
yes. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
yeah. What if... Okay, I got a good one. What if
oh.
I got bananas?
Oh.
Okay, a condom.
Oh,
like a
yes.
big pack of condoms.
Yeah. And hot dogs. And hot dogs.
No, no, no. Hot dogs, no. No, no, no. You need the banana. And then pickles, like nice big juicy pickles.
Okay.
The pickles in a bag.
Yeah. Okay.
That's my favorite.
You just put too much thought into this. Next question, please.
Anyways, what's the most unusual place you've fallen asleep?
A bench at an aquarium.
Did you just get tired after walking around?
I was bored, and everyone wouldn't stop watching the penguins, so I laid down, and I fell asleep.
Okay, it's valid.
No, it is valid.
Yeah. Pen?
One time I fell asleep in the mud.
In the mud?
In the mud?
In the mud, yeah.
You just...
I just passed, like, I didn't pass out. I just, like, was, I don't know. I just woke up in the mud.
Are you serious right now?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, like, what was happening before you fell asleep?
I don't even remember. I think I was just so tired that... we were playing outside in the mud, and I just laid down, and I fell asleep.
Wow. I could not relate to that one.
In the mud.
In the mud.
Wow. I the weirdest place for me was just the toilet. But
you
oh,
fell
I've
asleep
done that
on the,
too.
Oh my gosh, actually, yeah, I probably did that
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
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 You just watch TikTok, and then boom, you're out.
All right. When making PB&J sandwiches, do you put the peanut butter or jelly on first?
Peanut butter.
Yes.
For sure.
Good.
You get, like, the messiest part done, and then you get, like, that clean.
OK. Okay, so what do you think? It might be too much peanut butter, but I think you should put peanut butter on both sides.
No, you're done. Listen. No. Wait. You got to listen to mine first.
Okay.
The peanut butter is supposed to complement the jelly.
Okay, right.
Yeah, not the other way around.
Okay.
Okay, now you can go, Ben, because I think yours is not a valid opinion.
Okay, here's my opinion is if you're waiting for a long time, like if you're planning to make it in the morning and then eat it during lunch or at dinner, you should have peanut butter on both sides. It doesn't need to be at all very much, just like a little bit so that it does the jam doesn't seep through. It doesn't...
Oh.
Like, does that make
sense? That's smart.
That's actually so smart.
Yeah. Wow. I never thought about that.
And you can just add as much jam as you need to complement the peanut butter.
Okay. I see you. That?
Wow.
I see you out here coming with those good ideas.
Thanks.
Yeah, oh, Ben.
Smart.
Okay.
Good shot. Okay.
I'm proud. I'm very proud right now.
Thanks, Laurel.
You're so welcome.
All right. What's your most embarrassing moment in grade school?
Oh, I got a good story, guys. I got a really good story right now.
I've got at least five.
No. I have a really good one.
I promise yours is not going to be mine.
Yeah, it will. It will be yours. So I'm out here in the first grade. There's this one kid. His name was Hudson. And he had the fattest crush on me. But like, I was like, no way, Jose. This is not happening.
Wait, what's his name, Jose?
Hudson.
No, Hudson. Oh, Hudson. Yeah. Okay.
And then one day, I used to like poop myself at school in first grade. I would throw up all over the desk. Like a desk had to like follow me around everywhere because I was sick.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like things would happen, like bodily fluids would come out of me.
Of course.
And then one day, I was wearing like this little dress with like these white leggings underneath.
Oh no.
And I totally just like pooped, like totally pooped. And then we were coming in from recess. Like it was like periodically throughout the day. Like normally I would go tell my mom and I'd be like, mom, like come clean me up, whatever. This is first grade Laurel, guys.
Okay.
And then we were coming in from recess and Hudson goes, Laurel, did you poop yourself? And I was like, no, guys, I just sat in the mud. And then my teacher was like, Laurel, are you sure? Are you sure you didn't poop yourself? I was like, yeah, I just sat in the mud. And then it got so bad the whole class was like, Laurel, I think you pooped yourself because it was smelling really bad. And then I had to leave. And then my mom picked me up in the office and she literally... It was so normal that I had like a dresser full of clothes in the school office.
Wow.
And I came back with like a little Hello Kitty shirt and they were doing reading time. And I just remember it so much. I was crying. This is the worst.
Wow.
Wow. Okay. Ben?
One time in fifth grade, I had a big crush on this girl. It was huge. Okay. And in elementary school, I was a very clingy kid.
Yeah. I know
who it is. Yes. I probably shouldn't say her name, so I won't. But I don't know which one to do. Basically, I wrote, we had free writing time for 15 minutes.
Did you write love notes?
I'll get to that. So I wrote down everything. I was bored, and so I was like, I'll just write about who I like. Mm-hmm. That's how I get out my feelings. I still do that today, but I hide it a lot better. But basically, I wrote it, and I showed it to my friend Michael. Wrong move.
Okay.
Michael takes it, rips it off, and runs and shows it to this girl. So she took it, wadded it up in her mouth, and spit it away. Okay, and one more story. The same girl, we had, like, open mic, which is, like, sing any song you want, a cappella.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone sang horribly because it was a cappella and it was elementary school, of course. But I sang, it's called Gale's Parody. It's making fun of, it's a Hunger Games parody.
Oh,
and it's a beautiful song.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen it, look it up on YouTube. It's by Studio C. Very funny.
Peter's
I love it.
Is better.
Anyways, I decided to sing it. It wasn't to this girl at all or for any reason, but she thought, basically that. And she got so mad at me afterwards that she punched me in the stomach, and I'm here on the cafeteria floor crying.
crying.
Yes, she like knocked the breath out of me. Like, she hit hard. Like,
yeah, that sounds like her.
And I will not let her forget that moment. Yes.
Yeah. Wow. Wow.
Paige, what's yours?
Mine?
Yeah, we need to hear it.
Oh, I didn't think about it because I didn't think I'd have to answer it.
But you're going to answer it, so think about it. What's like something that just comes up?
One time in my Chinese class, we were having singing time in Chinese. So we were singing Chinese. Anyways, and I needed to pee really bad. And I kept asking the teacher if I could go. And I thought she kept saying no because I couldn't really understand her.
Oh.
But turns out she was saying yes the whole time.
Oh my gosh.
And so I kept asking, and then I would just go sit back down and not go. And I really had to pee the whole time. And then I peed my pants. And it was more than pee, but I pooped my pants through. The teacher was like, why didn't you? The teacher was like, she looked at me and she started actually talking in English. And she's like, why didn't you go? I said you could go the whole time. And I was like, wait, what? Wait, wait a minute. No, you didn't.
This is in elementary school?
Yes, okay. With my Chinese teacher. She was really annoyed with me. She sent me to the office.
And not very fair. She can't be annoyed at you just because you can't tell the difference between yes and no.
In Chinese? They're very different, though. It's like sure and boo. And one of them sounds like no, and the other one sounds like yes. So. Sure.
Oh, you just got them mixed up.
Here. Yeah. It didn't go well. Okay, what is the worst punishment your parents gave you?
Guys, I'm the kid that gets in the most trouble all the time.
Who wants to go first?
Laurel, please. I
gotta think of which one was the worst.
Ben? You don't know?
Okay, yeah. You think about that, Laurel, and I'll say mine because
I gotta know what you think is bad.
Okay, well, I'm a good kid. I don't get in the most trouble at all.
Same.
Like, no. Yeah. Okay. And I'm the oldest, too. It's not like my parents have gone easy on me or anything. I'm just considered the perfect kid in some cases. But one time, I don't remember what I did. I probably wasn't cleaning my room or whatever. And at that age, I was like 12. I would procrastinate cleaning on Saturday as long as I could. Literally, our parents would put us in a room and tell us to clean, and I would spend 4 hours just doing nothing, right?
Yes. In the playroom, we used to do that.
Oh, man.
And oh, my gosh, it would be, like, disastrous.
Yes.
In there. But then you could just sit there and watch, and then you'd, like, pick up a couple toys, and then you'd get, like, you wouldn't want to do it, so then you'd, like, start playing with them again.
Yes.
So bad. Such a bad kid.
It was, like, the way that our parents would try to convince us to get us to play with our toys that we never played with before.
Yeah.
Anyways, my parents got so mad at us that they put us in, like, our separate rooms, and we could not spend the whole... We had to spend the whole day not reading a book, not playing with toys, just laying...
On your bed.
On my bed, yes. And I know that's, like, lame compared to what other people have done, but that was so boring. Yeah, Laurel?
Laurel?
The worst one was, well, I was a bad child a couple of years ago. For actually last year, I was really bad. I was snuck out. I snuck out. And I went to a party. And then my dad showed up at it. He had followed me the whole way there. And he showed up at it. And I was... really bad. It was really bad. And then he saw some guys that he knew, and he just started partying with them.
Oh my god!
This sounds like your dad.
Yeah. And then after, it's probably 3 a.m. We come home, and he's like, Laurel, this was right before we were gonna go on a trip. He goes, Laurel, guess what you get to do? You get to go to grandma's house, and not go on this trip with us. And I was like, Great.
Wow.
It was, yeah. And then they made it really just a thing that like this was a punishment. Like, this was a really, really bad punishment. I love my grandma's house, but this was a punishment.
That doesn't seem so bad.
Oh, wait a second. Oh,
okay.
They take away literally everything.
Oh.
And then they tell my grandma that this is the time that I get everything done for her. I know. I got to clean out my dead grandpa's stuff that entire time.
That actually sounds kind of fun.
No, it was not fun.
Wow, that sucks.
It was really bad. And then they came home and they like showed me every picture and then a story that went along with every picture. And we probably spent 10 hours going through all of their one by one the entire time. Yeah, that was probably the worst one.
That's crazy.
It was just guilt.
It seems like something from a movie.
Just a lot
like,
of guilt.
Almost like 10 things I hate about you type of like thing. Kind. It's not like, not really, but like, I'm just, yeah. Anyways, yeah. Fun. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah, good job. Right.
Thanks for listening.
To Playing with Pajay. Playing with Pajay.
Yep.
Pajay.
Pajay. Do 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 do. Da da da.